Instead of laughing, she cried indignantly, you'd do better to do as Monsieur Poligny did, who found out for himself.
Found out about what? Asked Moncharmin, who had never been so much amused in his life.
About the ghost, of course. Look here.
She suddenly calmed herself, feeling that this was a solemn moment in her life.
Look here, she repeated. They were playing La Juive. Monsieur Poligny thought he would watch the performance from the ghost's box. Well, when Leopold cries, let us fly, you know, and Eliezer stops them and says, whither go ye? Well, Monsieur Poligny, I was watching him from the back of the next box, which was empty. Monsieur Poligny got up and walked out quite stiffly, like a statue. And before I had time to ask him, whither go ye, like Eliezer, he was down the staircase, but without breaking his leg.
Still, that doesn't let us know how the opera ghost came to ask you for a footstool, insisted Monsieur Moncharmin.
Well, from that evening, no one tried to take the ghost's private box from him. The manager gave orders that he was to have it at each performance, and whenever he came, he asked me for a footstool.
Tut, tut, a ghost asking for a footstool. Then this ghost of yours is a woman?
No, the ghost is a man.
How do you know?
He has a man's voice. Oh, such a lovely man's voice. This is what happens. When he comes to the opera, it's usually in the middle of the first act. He gives three little taps on the door of box five. The first time I heard those three taps, when I knew there was no one in the box, you can think how puzzled I was. I opened the door, listened, looked, nobody. And then I heard a voice say, Mame Jules. My poor husband's name was Jules. A footstool, please. Saving your presence, gentlemen, it made me feel all overish like. But the voice went on, don't be frightened, Mame Jules. I'm the opera ghost. And the voice was so soft and kind that I hardly felt frightened. The voice was sitting in the corner chair on the right in the front row.
Was there anyone in the box on the right of box five? Asked Moncharmin.
No, box seven and box three, the one on the left, were both empty.
The curtain had only just gone up.
What did you do?